Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the second Friday from football season, and here we are Saturday morning, and we're going to get you all caught up on everything that happened last night. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's been spirited all morning.
Always spirited? What do you mean, man? It's high school football season. You know, last week you have my Pirates ranked number one in the power rankings. I mean, Camden County rolls up the Glenn County Stadium last night and runs for 997 yards. Oh, it was only 469, excuse me.
500 total yards of offense.
469 on the ground. That could show up on the third segment, Terra fans, if you're watching or listening here today.
Third segment, of course, is the Kip Branch butthurt list, so we will find out.
You might see some Major League Baseball teams. You might see some high school football teams on it. But the Brunswick High School Pirates win last night in a big game over the MCA Buccaneers. A lot of stuff happening in high school football. And you're about to run down the scores.
First, let's get the segment, the sponsors out of the way. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, so the scores from last night, the Camden County Wildcats, the aforementioned Wildcats, beat Glenn Academy 46-21 in a game that really wasn't even that close on the scoreboard. 42-0, the Brunswick High Pirates blank MCA, put them on a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yes, and yes, yes we're better than MCA. They ran up against a team that had superior talent, superior depth, and they just came up a little short. They played hard, though. They didn't quit like the week before.
Windsor Forest gets a huge win, upsetting the Islands 20-9 last night up in Savannah.
Upset.
You might find Windsor Forest in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
We better not. That's all I can say is if they – never mind. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
Westlake, 31-24 winners over Colquitt. Griffin, 34-44 goes down to Lowndes. Dutchtown, 23-7 losers to Tift. Valdosta, 52-0 over Madison.
Madison, Florida. The Valdosta Wildcats. They bounce back.
Get it done against a team from Florida.
24-3, Buford takes down Effingham.
That's two 6A teams in a row from Region 2 that Buford takes out back-to-back weeks.
Another 6A school that falls to a single A. South Effingham gives up 62 to the Metter Tigers. They go down 62-21. You may see Metter in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
And you may see South Effingham in Segment 3. Which is the butthurt list.
Coffee County, 35-21 winners over Bainbridge. Ware puts 52 on Eagles Landing Christian, 52-28 final. Pierce blanks Wayne County 25-0 in Jessup.
I'm going to spend a few minutes on Wayne County later in this show.
New Hampstead, 50 the six winners over Johnson. You heard me. New Hampstead put 50 on Johnson last night.
Everybody puts 50 on Johnson.
You might see New Hampstead in the Jason Bishop High School football.
They might be in there for 2 weeks because they come to Glenn County Stadium to play Brunswick High on September the 10th. Put them in there all you want, but they will not be there on September the 11th.
If they beat Brunswick, they may jump to number one.
They're not beating Brunswick.
Appling, 33-6 winners over Clinch. Long County gets a big win over Bacon, 44-29. Southeast Bullock blanks Brantley, 28-0. You might see Southeast Bullock in the Jason Bishop High School
football. Of course, I know you will. You love. There's just something about Bullock County that you love. Yes, if there's an opportunity to have anything related to Bullock County in that power rankings, they will be there.
Hmm. Savannah Country Day, 22-20 winners over ECI.
That's a big win.
It is a big win. Calvary Day takes down Bullock Academy, 28-14. A big upset there.
Whatever.
And here's the score of the night. The Frederica Academy Knights take down the Valwood Valiants in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, 27-6.
They got it done. Frederica, 25 players tops. Brandon Derrick gets the most out of every single one of them. I'm always touting Frederica on this show.
Me too.
You're going to see some bandwagon jumpers in the next segment that's going to come on board. But Kip Branch always got Frederica highly thought of in his mind. There'll be others here that try to appease the masses that will, throw out a little bit of bait today to try to manipulate people. But I didn't say that on live air, did I?
We will get into the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings into the next segment. And it's going to be, there are a lot of teams right there just knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm. A lot of teams.
There'll be probably some teams that peak in there pretty high. First appearance. There's a Bullock County team that probably will jump in there pretty high, but it's just the way something about the way the system works. That seems to work that way. But Frederica, big win over Valwood last night.
Mm-hmm.
Huge win. Brunswick, 42-0 shutout over MCA, who just tied Glenn Academy the week before, and Glenn Academy gets blown out by the Camden County Wildcats. And doesn't look very good in the process.
Brunswick High took over that football game in the second half. It was 14-0 Brunswick at the half. And in the second half, the Pirates really poured it on MCA and put the game away, had MCA on a running clock in the fourth quarter. Camden dominated the Glenn game from start to finish. The score was not as close as it says it was. It was 31-0 going into the fourth quarter.
31-0. And, Glenn gave up a lot of rushing yards last night.
Almost,
quarterback left the game.
500 of them.
Injured. And Glenn Cammy's got some things they have to figure out. Jeff Herron, though, 2-0 in his return to Camden County. You can only beat the teams that they put in front of you, and Camden's done that so far.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's. Next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Your next NFL MVP, Jameis Winston. The football gods hate the Jacksonville Jaguars. Do you remember when the Rams were really good with Todd Gurley at running back? Sony Michel, now a Ram. The new charter member of the Big 12, UCF. Is Drew Locke really that bad where he can't beat out Teddy Bridgewater?
Yes.
I sure hope we do not have to watch Novak Djokovic hold up the U.S. Open trophy.
He will.
That would be a disaster for tennis.
It's going to happen.
The Jets are for real. Yankees, Braves, World Series. Dwayne Haskins is a star in waiting in the Arena League. The Jacksonville Sharks are calling, Dwayne.
Mm.
Holy bleep C. M. Punk. And these are my thoughts.
CM Punk has taken over the wrestling world.
Rumor is he's going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated coming up.
Wow. Has that happened?
I don't know. I mean, you think about the wrestlers that have transcended mainstream society, there are a few that jump out. The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair. Other than those four, I don't really know that there's another wrestler in the history of wrestling that's been such a mainstream presence in pop culture. And it looks like CM Punk might be ready to make that transition with all of the hype that he got.
He's already made it.
Right.
I mean, he's there. He's one of those guys.
And now, well, nope, we'll do a sponsor first. I was going to say we're going to go to the rankings instead. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on Interstate 95.
It is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Week 2.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I will go ahead and tell you there are three teams that fall out of the rankings. I will go ahead and tell you who they are. MCA falls out. Jenkins falls out.
What? How'd they ever fall in? That's the question. Go ahead.
Jeff Davis falls out.
Jeff Davis falls out?
Jeff Davis falls out.
They lose last night?
No, they didn't play.
Oh, so they fall out after an impressive opening day win.
Yes, they were impressive opening day.
Okay.
You got to win to stay in.
I got you.
That's what the formula says.
The formula doesn't know what it says, but go ahead.
Breaking into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time in 2021, making their 2021 debut, the Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets.
Shocker! That's a shocker.
What do you mean?
I mean, if there's an opportunity to put a Bullock County team in this ranking, it's going to be there. So it shouldn't be a shocker to anyone.
They blanked Brantley 28-0.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead.
At number nine, breaking into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time in 2021, checking in at number nine, the Coffee County Trojans.
After beating Bainbridge, who's highly thought of in 4A.
Got them into the rankings.
35-21 win. Coffee. Yeah, they'll be climbing up this pole.
At number eight, also checking in, making their 2021 debut with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, a big home win against the Valwood Valiants, the Frederica Academy Knights. Check in at number eight in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Congratulations. Peer pressure works. Frederica faithful, when you're out there and you show up at the weekly shows and you tell people what you think about these rankings, that puts pressure on the whatever it is that determines it, you're in.
There's an ironclad formula that
I've been advocating for the Knights all summer long, and now you get in early this year because you give whoever comes up with these polls.
It's a formula.
You give them a hard time, and you're in. You deserve to be in. You're there.
The formula said that the Knights deserve to be in with an impressive home win.
Nobody fights for the little guy like I do.
Yeah, not true. Moving up a spot from number eight to number seven, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Savannah Country Day.
Savannah Country Day. Goes impressive. They're 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-0. Savannah Country Day.
Also moving up a spot from seven to six, the New Hampstead Phoenix.
Who?
You heard me.
Who?
You already know. You just said earlier in the segment they were going to play Brunswick later in the year.
Let me hold my headphones are acting up here. Let me do something with them real quick.
Don't break them.
Say that again.
New Hampstead Phoenix at number six. At number five, moving up four spots, the biggest jumper of the week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, moving up four spots to number five, the Metter Tigers hanging 62 on a 6A opponent.
A 6A opponent that's about to get addressed in about 10 minutes.
They beat South Effingham and in the process put 62 points.
Yes. Yeah, that will be addressed in an upcoming segment.
Okay. 62 points on the Rebels. At number four, hanging tough at number four, another big win. The Applin County Pirates keep marching.
That team's pretty tough.
Yes, they are.
Pierce County, you better look out. You play that team at the end of the season, and they're wanting a piece of you.
At number three, staying at number three with an impressive win over Glenn Academy, the Camden County Wildcats.
Cats ran for a lot of yards last night on that Red Terror defense.
Almost 500 yards.
469 to be exact, and that's going to get addressed in the next segment as well.
Number two. Checking in at number two, staying number two in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators, who played Eagles Landing last night. And
stop the presses, man. Am I about to hear this for 2 weeks in a row?
We're talking about the Ware County Gators right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Beat Eagles Landing last night, a very highly thought of single-A opponent, and Ware had that game in hand from the very onset of the football game.
I don't believe what I'm about to hear.
Number one, the second consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power power rankings, the number one team again this week, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Wow.
Blowing out MCA, who was on the rankings last week.
That's a win over a ranked opponent.
That's 2 weeks in a row the Pirates have beaten somebody that I had ranked.
Wow. Hold on, man. Am I dreaming?
Well, let's recap. At number 10, Southeast Bullock. At number 8, excuse me, at number 9, Coffee. 8, Frederica. 7, Savannah Country Day. 6, New Hampstead. 5, Metter. 4, Appling. 3, Camden. 2, Ware. And the number one team for the second consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings are the Brunswick High Pirates.
Say that one more time, Jason. Say it one more time.
The number one team is the Brunswick High Pirates.
Number one in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings. I'm going home. I'm done.
Well, see, if you said you said last
I'm going
week,
home,
you
man.
Said last week you're going to quit. If you had quit, you wouldn't have been back.
I just came back. I just came back this week to make sure that I wasn't dreaming last week. My work's done on this show.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, actually from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Under the lights last night, the Frederica Knights took down GISA rival Valwood in their season opener 27-6 in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. The Brunswick High Pirates traveled over to the Ship in Daring and put MCA on a running clock in the fourth quarter with a 42-0 win. And the Camden County Wildcats kept the Glen Academy Red Terriers out of the win column, downing the Terriers 46-21 in a game that wasn't as close as the score. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick, average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
I don't understand what the blowback on Facebook Live is about. Metter is a really good team.
Who?
Okay, no. I'm not doing this with you.
Everything's better in Metter, I guess. You have did you live in Metter at one time?
I lived in Swainsboro.
Oh, okay.
Which is right down the road from Metter.
Of course it is. What did you have? You must have frequented some dining spots or something in Metter. You know somebody in Metter. Metter's way up there, like 2 hours, 3 hours away from where we're sitting right now. But they seem to jump into some rankings. Frederica beat Valwood by 3 touchdowns, and they creep in at number 8 when they should have creeped in around number 5.
Well, first off, Metter's not that far away. It's around 2 hours from where we sit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you would know, apparently. See, you jumped right into that.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Ben and Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult rates, jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by 2 Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
And now the segment where I am forced to allow Kip Ranch to run the show for the next 6 minutes is the Kip Ranch Butthurt List.
Butthurt List this week, Jason. It's going to be balanced this week. So there's going to be various teams that are going to enter this. But I want you to think of a classic Tom Petty song. You ready? Remember that classic Tom Petty Free Falling song?
Yeah.
The New York Mets come in.
Wait, the song that goes Free Falling.
Yeah, that's the New York Mets. They're free falling right now.
Phil Collins?
Man, this is stop.
Phil Collins doesn't.
Okay, here you go. You don't know music, but that's okay. Number 5 on the butthurt list, the New York Mets. These guys were leading the National League East for practically the whole entire year. Now they're like 5 or 6 games under 500 in the New York Mets. 2-8 in their last 10 games. Third place in the NL East. They're not making the playoffs, but we called it on this show. We said they were going to fall. They've driven over a cliff, and that's what the Mets have done. They do that, though, quite frequently. So,
as I said before, Steve Cohen, if you wanted a winning team, you should have bought the Yankees, not the Mets.
Yankees, 13 wins in a row. Just saying. Number 4, the Philadelphia Phillies. Another team that's starting to creep down in the rank. 3-7 in their last 10. They're 5.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves, who you said on this show were done at Memorial Day, by the way. I want to remind you of some of this idiotic things you say on this show.
I like the Braves to win the division.
Frederica, number 8. Should be at number 5, but they creep in at number 8 this week. Good. Good deal. Number 3 on the butthurt list. And let me focus on you for a minute. I'm talking to you, the South Effingham Mustangs. I'm speaking directly to you. You give up. You're a 6A football team. Okay? Which means you're supposed to have quality depth. You give up 62 points to single A Metter. 62 points to a single A football team. Are you kidding me, South Effingham? Did we read that score right?
Metter is really good.
Well, South Effingham obviously is not.
Metter is for real.
South Effingham Mustangs, 62. You beat 62-31 by the Metter Tigers.
Metter jumped 4 spots in the rankings, Kip.
South Effingham gives up 62 points. Wow. Number 2 on the butthurt list. Speaking up, giving up a lot of something, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers.
Okay. You went there.
Yeah, I went there. You gave up 469 yards rushing to the Camden County Wildcats last night. I don't want to hear anything from any Glenn people about this, that, inexperience. You gave up 469 yards rushing to the Camden County Wildcats.
Wow.
That's why you're number two on the butt hurt list. And number one on the butt hurt list, yeah, you, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Did y'all not realize that Pierce County quit on Brunswick the week before? They tapped out. They tapped out at halftime. They quit. They were ready to get on the bus to go home. Yet, after all that last week, they get on the bus and go to Jessup, and they beat you 25-0 at your home field.
At JC Stadium.
Yes, Wayne County. You had a team quit last week, and they shut you out? What does that say about your football program?
Oh, you went there too.
Yes, it's time. Hey, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, you get beat 25-0 at home to the Tap-Out Kings.
Tap-Out Kings.
And you didn't think you were going to be on this list this week?
The Bishop Media Sports Network does not condone the same opinions that of Kip Branch.
Well, why don't you say that about your power rankings when you sit here and disrespect teams like Fredericka and put other teams ahead of them? You don't give that little pub. Let me tell you something. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets, you got beat 25-0 by a team that asked for a running clock at halftime last week, only down by 13 points. I guess Pierce County put all their eggs in the Wayne County basket for this week. Apparently, it paid off.
There are a lot of folks on Facebook Live that are trying to kill me about Tom Petty. I absolutely do know who Tom Petty is. Of course, biggest hit, Hotel California, Tom Petty.
Yeah, okay. Hey, man, what did they tell you on the show last night? Didn't you say they said something to you on this broadcast about somebody? What was that you were telling me in between one of the breaks?
I'm not even sure.
Something about jokes or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do the game with Lawton Teston, and Lawton doesn't think that my sense of humor is very funny.
Well, Tom Petty fans don't think that you're calling one of their biggest hits of all time an Eagles song. They don't think that's very funny either. There are a lot of Tom Petty fans in these parts, by the way.
Yeah, there
apparently
are.
There's a lot of Mets fans too.
I'm a Tom Petty fan myself. Okay. I bleed Tom Petty.
I just Wayne County. I could spend five more minutes talking about you. I just don't get it. I mean, let's look at Jessup for a second. There's talent in Wayne County, a one school county. Why aren't they better?
Who are the Eagles?
We'll see.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
You had a team they beat by 40, ranked ahead of them. Just 3 years ago.
I don't recall this.
Of course you don't.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nance Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glynn County Farm Bureau, 912-265-9175.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
Sure. Well, so we've been talking, you know, a lot about the Atlanta Braves the last couple of weeks, with all of a sudden, you know, them back in the race, and of course me predicting months ago that they were going to win the division. And here they are, pushing for the division. Shocker.
That is true.
Yeah. So, Ian Anderson, I want to talk about him. Goes out on the injured list right there at the All-Star break. And, of course, thing that makes things look even more bleak for the Atlanta Braves at the time. And so Brian Snicker, his manager, said, putting him on the 10-day injured list, he's been there longer than that, but putting him on the 10-day injured list for shoulder inflammation. What shoulder inflammation, Dr. Sasser?
That's a great question. That's kind of a umbrella or a wastebasket type term for a lot of things, really and truly. And especially with pitchers, with baseball players, throwers in general, I mean, a lot of things can get inflamed. A lot of times for the pitchers, it's usually their rotator cuff more than anything, which I know a coach and a manager doesn't like to hear those two words, because rotator cuff issues in pitchers, that's not a good prognosis.
Dr. Sasser, do you think this could be a thing? You know, Ian Anderson's still a young kid, and, you know, going into his first full season. And so, you know, here he is at the All-Star break. He's probably around 100 innings or so, maybe a little more than that. Do you think this could be something where shoulder inflammation could be, we just need him to rest his shoulder for a little while because it's bothering him because he's picked up so many innings that he's not accustomed to?
Sure, and I think that's exactly what it is. You know, we see these days, we see a lot of kids that specialize in sports much earlier in their life. When you and I were growing up, basically, especially when I was growing up, my mom would take me down to the rec department and sign me up for whatever sport was available. Now, if y'all have ever seen a picture of me, you know that it wasn't football, because I really wasn't built for football. But everything else I played. And if you read about the Manning brothers, they would do the same thing. But a lot of these guys specialize young, and they have had hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of innings on that shoulder. And it basically accumulates into an overuse type injury, which goes back to what you're saying. I think probably what has happened is he's had a lot of innings, a lot of important innings, so where he's really had to stay in the game and not just toss it over the plate. And so that puts a lot of pressure on him and pressure on his shoulder, and that's what we're getting.
Yeah, Lord.
Just more of an overuse type injury.
Yeah, Lord knows when he was healthy, the bullpen was great at blowing games, so right. Try to keep the starter in as long as you could.
Right.
Here's something that I found interesting from what he said. When he went out with his injury in his post-game presser, he said that from his normal release point, that's where the pain was in his normal release point. But in order to try to gut it out for the team, because they needed him to take the ball, because I think they had just had somebody else go on the IL right before that, Ronald Acuna. Ronald Acuna had gone on the IL the day before that they gave him the ball. So he said he needed to take the ball. He needed to go out there for his team. He knew his shoulder was bothering him. And anytime that he hit his normal slot in his release point, that's when it really hurt. So he went out there and started throwing from different release points, just trying to save himself some pain. Of course, he got knocked around because he's not used to pitching that way.
Right.
What are your takeaways from that? Him saying that his pain is from the normal release point throwing, but not from another release point throwing as well.
Well, and again, you have to think about it. There are basically 13 muscles that surround the shoulder, and so a lot of times with pitchers, any type of throwing sport, when something hurts, they'll try to compensate and use something else. So if you drop your shoulder a little bit, you can be using another group of muscles. And what I think is probably happening, again, goes back to sort of that rotator cuff pathology, tendonitis. When he was right at his release point, that's when it maximally exerted a force on that muscle group. It could be the rotator cuff, it could have been the biceps attachment, something like that. And then when he dropped his arm down and tried to submarine it a little bit or just kind of move it over, that's when he was just trying to bypass that muscle, that tendinous insertion. And that can get you in trouble too. We see a lot of kids, a lot of baseball players that get ulnar collateral ligament injury, Tommy John type injury, because of they have weakness in their shoulders. So then they drop their arm down and they put more pressure on that elbow.
Again, Dr. Bo Sastra joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. All right, so Dr. Sastra, moving forward, he gets a rest. He's on his way back. He's going to pitch, I believe, this weekend, if not the beginning of the week. Anything that we should be concerned about moving forward with his shoulder inflammation?
Yes, the bullpen. So, because honestly, I think it would be important, and they probably know that. I mean, these guys have been dealing with pitchers. I would limit his innings. I wouldn't let him go out there for 6 or 7 innings. I would limit him. Justin, as long as you can, keep him out there. But then I would also tell the bullpen, y'all need to step up. Like, we're not going, this guy's got to be in for the long haul. Y'all need to step up.
Yeah, because Ian Anderson, the future is really bright. You don't want to sacrifice him long term for 1 month of the season.
Right, yeah. Right.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser, for taking the time.
I appreciate it.
Boy, the Frederica folks are all over us.
They're all over you, not us. They're all over you.
I have you guys at number 8. Why are you so upset?
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's. Next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine Black Belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Under the lights last night, the Frederica Knights took down GISA rival Valwood in their season opener, 27-6 in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simons. The Brunswick High Pirates traveled over to the Ship in Darien and put MCA on a running clock in the fourth quarter with a 42-0 win. And the Camden County Wildcats kept the Glen Academy Red Terriers out of the win column, downing the Terriers 46-21 in a game that wasn't as close as the score. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Trap, money, penny.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roasts and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
So the Florida Gators, we're going to get into their schedule as we approach high school football or college football season. A lot of hype around the Gators. There are folks in Gator country that are talking about the Florida Gators getting into the college football playoff.
Okay. I mean,
great comment. Thanks. Thanks for adding.
I understand the passion. I mean, Georgia fans have a lot of passion. Auburn fans probably think they're going to get in the playoff. South Carolina fans, deep down, there's part of them that believes they're going to get in the college football playoff, but the reality is that they're not. So, you know, you said you wanted to break down their schedule, so let's break it down, keeping in context that they lost Kyle Trask. They lost Kadarius Toney. They lost Kyle Pitts in the first round. Trask went to the Buccaneers, threw for almost 5,000 yards and close to 50 touchdowns last year. Toney and Pitts were first-round picks in the NFL draft last year. And you lost Trayvon Grimes, who had another 9 touchdowns receiving through the air. So let's talk about how the Gators are going to get into the college football playoff.
Emory Jones steps in at quarterback, which is going to give them a different dimension than they have with Kyle Trask. May make the offense more versatile with Emory Jones' ability to not only throw the football, but also hurt defenses with his legs.
Emory Jones is in his fourth year with the program. Okay? Which means that he's played behind Felipe Franks and Kyle Trask.
Felipe Franks is in the NFL. So is Kyle Trask.
Okay, so he's played behind those two.
Two NFLers.
In his 4 years at Florida. So he takes over the reins now for Florida, and they're going to be a better offense. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that Florida fans think that they have a legitimate chance to end up in the college football playoff. That's what I'm telling you.
You know, one thing you tell me on this show is come up and talk in realistic terms on this show. So let's go through their schedule.
They open up with Florida Atlantic at home.
They're going to beat Florida Atlantic, probably beat them pretty bad.
They'll go on the road to South Florida.
They're going to beat South Florida, and they're going to beat South Florida pretty bad. They're 2-0.
They will then host Alabama.
They're not beating Alabama because Alabama is probably going to have their best defense that they've had since 2000. That's going to be the best defense Bama's had in 5 or 6 years. Yeah, they're replacing guys on offense, but you think Emory Jones is going to carve up a Bama defense for 500 yards?
I think that game's going to be really interesting because of what you just said. Two teams replacing a lot of key guys from their previous season. Florida gets that game in the swamp. Don't be surprised if Florida finds a way to keep that game close.
There you go. I like the way you set that up. 2-1. They're not beating Alabama.
They will then host Tennessee.
The Vols are a dumpster fire, 3-1.
On the road to Kentucky.
That's a game Florida better watch out
better
for.
Better circle it. I agree with you. Trap all over it.
Kentucky's got a good football team coming back, a kind of 7-8 win kind of team coming back. And anytime you go play Kentucky in Lexington, that is not a cakewalk when they have a decent football team. That is a circle game. I'm not predicting a win or a loss because Florida has pretty much owned Kentucky over the years, but that's a game you better watch out for.
Florida will then host Vanderbilt after that.
Yeah, Vandy sucks.
Then they'll go on the road to Death Valley and play LSU. That's a loss.
Well, we don't know about LSU's quarterback situation. That's a big, they lost their starter to injury, and we don't know who's going to be the quarterback, but LSU's got a lot of talent coming back on defense that was bad last year that's going to get better. And you know LSU's always going to have good running backs and skilled people.
They'll then play Georgia in Jacksonville.
Georgia's picked to win a lot this year. And after what happened last year, Georgia went pretty much down to Jacksonville and had question marks at quarterback. They don't have question marks now at quarterback.
So we think.
No, they don't.
So we think.
Look, you might think that. But you'll see next Saturday that there's no question marks for Georgia at quarterback.
Just remember what I told you. JT Daniels has yet to beat a good football team. That's all I'm saying. They will then go to South Carolina, will the Gators?
Well, let me pose that question back at you. Who's Emory Jones beat?
I'm not talking about Emory Jones.
Well, you said we're talking about Florida.
Stop giving them credit. You're trying to smoke screen things.
Right.
That's what you do. You're very good at that. I said nothing about Emory Jones.
Who's he beat, though? That's a good question.
He hasn't played.
That's right.
I'm not saying he's going to beat anybody. Can we get back to schedule?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. At South Carolina.
They'll beat Carolina.
They'll take on Samford in the Swamp.
They'll beat Samford.
They'll go to Mizzou.
That's a game I'm picking Florida to lose.
I think Missouri's
going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah, at home, I think Mizzou gets that
Missouri
game.
Has played, beaten Florida a few times here lately as well. So I'm picking Missouri to win that football game.
And then they'll close out with Florida State at home.
They'll beat Florida State.
I've got the Gators at 8-4.
8-4, 9-3.
That's not good enough to get you in the college football playoff.
Florida, realistically, if you look at what they lost, especially on offense, they'll be better on defense, hopefully, than they were last year. But how can you expect Florida to be better offensively than they were last year?
Well, it's going to be a different offense. Again, different type of quarterback is going to run that offense where they're not just going to have Trask drop back and throw the ball over the field. They're going to have a little bit more option-style offense. So it's going to be different. Maybe as effective, but just in a different way.
You're talking about putting points on the board, correct? So we'll see. I think they take a small step back.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on it for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!